This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the good stuff. I'm Doug Steffen, Mr. Good Day, having a good day with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, the winners and some of the losers. We are folky. It can't be all good. There's a little bit of bad here to fluff around. But for the most part, I love things like this. The story about a pregnant server in a restaurant working in Phoenix, Arizona. It gives me cause to think that all of the bad stuff that we talk about isn't really what's real, that this stuff is real. The story of a customer that gave this person a $900 tip. Sarah Clark says, quote, "You always hear about these happenings, but you never expect to be the recipient of it. This is a huge help for me and my family at this time of year." The family apparently is growing. She's 9 months pregnant, Ms. Clark, with her next child that's due next week. And she won't get any paid time off during her pregnancy. I guess that's the way the restaurant business is. That's the way a lot of businesses are. That's just the reality. And her fiancé is out of work, apparently, because he had some knee surgery. "I couldn't believe, quote, what I was looking at the first time around because it was such a high amount. $900, a lot of dough. It took a while for it to settle in, and once it did, I cried." She said that the woman who left the tip had been in the restaurant before. She talked with her a number of times, and that's probably because Clark and the woman have a lot in common. This lady that left with a big tip is pregnant as well. She said, quote, "I don't know if she really understands how much this is going to help me, me being on maternity leave and all, being out of work. We're not going to be making anything. So this is really going to help with the rent and other bills." Beside the tip, the woman left a bit of advice, I guess. She said, quote, "This is God's money. He gave it to us so we could give it to you. God bless you."
That's so sweet. Yeah. I love that.
It really is. All right. Here's a story about a school bus driver named John Lunsford. John, last Thursday, last day of school, before the Christmas vacation, stopped. He's in a very cold area of Minnesota, I think. He's picking up some youngsters. He sees a young boy shivering at the bus stop, opens the door. Boy's got tears in his eyes. Looked down at his hands. The kid was freezing. As it was like, 14 degrees or something. And so he gave him, the driver gave this youngster his gloves. "Put my gloves in. Be okay." This is Washington State, Kennewick School District, Washington State. So this guy has been driving a bus since he got out of the Army. He's an Army vet, his third or fourth year driving. And he does other things. He's got a couple of other jobs as well. But he kept thinking about this youngster. And then he started looking at some of the other children who were on his bus. So after he brings the kids to school, he goes to the dollar store. He buys stocking hats and gloves for everybody on the bus.
Aww.
He gives the kid a hat and a pair of gloves. And then he gives other children on the bus that look like they need help this winter the same thing. So most of the children on his route that didn't have hats and gloves now are taken care of. Just another story that maybe you wouldn't know about if it wasn't on Facebook or some other place. It's been shared by a couple of thousand people, and that's not a lot. But I saw this, and I thought, okay, this is good, and this is something that we all need to, so that we feel good about ourselves. And if you do things like this, you can feel even better. But it's good to know that there are people who are doing it. All right, so I just tell you those stories because I think they're better stories than the following. There's always, get to get a kick in the pants once in a while. I don't really know the story. Maybe you can help me. There's a documentary series that was supposed to take you inside the KKK, but it was canceled. Or I saw the folks at A&E discovered that some of the producers had made payments to members of the KKK. It was called Escaping the KKK, supposed to look up close at Klan members and their families. But there was some news that the show, which was supposed to air, I think, this past week. Is it that last weekend or this weekend was supposed to start?
I'm not really sure when it was supposed
to. Was it?
It
was like
it's
last
very
few
recent,
days.
Or, yes.
Yeah, right. So anyway, they're not going to air it now, apparently. I don't know how you clean it up. Once that story breaks, how do you clean it up? How do you... The show has no legitimacy, really. And although... I don't even know that I want to know what was going on with families inside the KKK. What do you need to know about it?
Well, I think originally they were... Originally, it was called Escaping the KKK.
Yeah, and right. So, that's what I said. Yeah, that was the title of it. Yeah.
Sorry. But now it's called Generation KKK. So they changed the title.
Oh, they are
going to
air it.
Well, no, they changed the title, which is very weird. And I think maybe that's when people started really railing against it on social media. And then it turns out they've got these producers who are paying people to participate and things like that. So A&E said, all right, that goes against everything that, you know, is our policy. So I think it's easy for A&E to pull this at this point. But I think, like you said, how do you clean up? I mean, this is already bad.
Yeah.
It's out there.
How do you clean that mess up, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. All right. Food for thought. 14 past the hour with DJV here.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com, use promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that, because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
It's the end-of-year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale. Get incredible deals on more than 400 varieties of first-quality flooring from just 59 cents a square foot. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood is starting at just $149. Get popular whitewashed bamboo for $179. Save even more on special deals and small lots only at your local store. Plus, special financing. Don't miss these end-of-year deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All right, 16 after the hour. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, Wednesday, the 28th of December. Okay, so you heard some good news, some not so good news. This is the craziest time of year
for people and strange things. There are so many good things that are happening, and that's swell. But then there are things that happen, like police this morning are searching for a fellow who tried to hold up a gas station in New Jersey for $2 worth of gasoline. The attendant said, no, I'm giving you $2 worth of gasoline. Apparently this guy, I'm looking at one of these local sort of websites, these unofficial news sites. The attempted robbery occurred at the Coastal Gas Station in Pennsville Township, New Jersey. The police chief there is Alan Cummings, no relation to the actor, I'm guessing, said the suspect was carrying a gas can when he came into the gas station, pulled out a knife and said, I want gasoline, and it would be about $2 worth of gasoline to fill this little can. The attendant denied the request. The suspect ran away. That's it. And under the circumstances, I guess the reason I brought that up is because I wonder if it's even looking at cameras and having the police there and spending all the time, is it really worth it to go after somebody for having pulled something like that? Honest, really and truly, given resources, the guy tried to get $2 worth of gasoline. Chances are he doesn't have any money, he has nothing. Anyway, so if you chase him down, we're going to arrest this guy because he tried to steal $2 worth of gasoline. Really? That's the most important thing going on? Well, it may be in that town, frankly. It doesn't look like a big town. But why even report it? Why is there there's a trail, and people who have watched this thing on social media find it interesting? And they're here. I'm telling you the story. I'm saying it's not interesting, yet I'm telling you the story. I'm not telling you the story because the story is interesting. What I find interesting is that law enforcement people have the time and wherewithal to be chasing down somebody who tried to get $2 worth of gasoline. Now, yeah, it's illegal, and yeah, you shouldn't have been wielding a knife, but at what point do you draw the line? I guess that is my question at this point. And you get to the silly stuff, and then there's all this really serious stuff going on. And under the silly stuff department, I think maybe the fact that Trump Tower was evacuated yesterday after a suspicious package was left, it turned out to be a bag of toys, which is, hello, kind of appropriate for this time of year, isn't it? The package discovered in the lobby where Trump resides. He's not there. He's in Florida at Mar-a-Lago. So why do we make a big deal out of this? There was a video posted to Twitter by somebody showing the elevators and the police yelling and screaming, out, out, out! Are we going to live like this for the rest of our lives? Is this all about terrorism? I was talking about this yesterday, how maybe chasing the bad guys out of Syria, Daesh is being weakened, and Al-Qaeda hasn't been heard from for a while. But yet, when the guy drives the truck through the people's the celebration in Berlin, and when silly things, I mean, that wasn't silly, that was serious, but then these sort of silly things happen, and we invest all kinds of time and law enforcement efforts to deal with something that is simple. Well, what are the choices? I guess that's the question. Speaking of questions, 20 minutes past the hour, it's time for the 2020 News Voice. Identify this voice, please, for a swell prize. Here's the voice.
You stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder.
888 302-3684, another clip from this person. Or not.
Being held by you isn't quite enough to get me excited.
Uh-huh. One more? You got one more, Kara?
Not yet. They'll have to wait until after the break.
Okay. 888-302-3684. If you can identify that person's swell prize is yours. 888-302-DOUG, the mystery news voice. We'll have the answer, the identity, for 20 minutes before the next hour here on Good Day.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you want to get married, you've come to the right place. Everybody except me. I don't know about Kara. I haven't made any predictions for her yet.
We're still working on the doctor anyway, for Kara.
No, but she's 10 years. She's way too young. Victoria and Jennifer, about the right age. So we have that as a wraparound for a couple of country starters who have become engaged over the weekend. Kacey Musgraves, from whom you are here now, got a ring from Rustin Kelly. He proposed to her on Christmas Eve. All over Instagram, she said, quote, "I didn't say yes, I said hell yes." Last night, the best man I've ever met got down on one knee in their little pink childhood home, the same room I played with my ponies and Barbies, and asked me the easiest question I've ever been asked. "I finally know what everyone means when they say, you just know," she wrote under a picture of her engagement ring. And let's see, who else here? Kelsey Ballerini. I don't really know, Jennifer. You're going to have to help me with this lady. I don't know who this is.
She's new on the scene.
Is she?
Yeah.
I remember her name. We've used some. Yeah, right.
But
she's engaged to...
Award?
Maybe that's right. I mean, we've seen her name. Yeah.
Yeah, she's so now, up for Best New Artist, I believe, in the Grammys.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
She's engaged to Morgan Evans, who's 31. She's too young to you, man. He's about right age, but not to her. Anyway, that's my lead on. She posted a picture of her ring on Instagram and said, apparently, she met this guy while she was co-hosting the Country Music Channel Awards in Australia. And so they've known each other for 9 months.
Not enough time.
This is going
to be a problem. Right. Yep.
Yeah, right. Too young and not enough time. Oh, well, something to talk about, though. 25 and change past the hour. Let's move on to music. This is the music portion of this hour of DJV, and our focus on Bruce Springsteen now, who apparently there's so much goodwill aimed at the memory of Clarence Clemens. His final E Street gig is now a live LP. This was November 22nd, 2009, in Buffalo, New York. final stop on the Working on a Dream tour, the last full gig with the big man before his death in June of 2011. So this has been released as a live LP, as a last-minute gift to fans. This was on the Bruce Springsteen site, I believe. Performance also features the E Street Band playing his 73 debut LP, Greetings from Asbury Park, in its entirety, Blinded by the Light, to It's Hard to Be a Saint in the City. So it's 3.5 hour, 25 or 35 song concert. That's what he does. He just goes on and on, doesn't have a break. He just keeps playing. So this would probably be a pretty good take, I would guess. I don't know.
Definitely a collector's item for sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I would think so. In his memory, his memoir, Born to Run, Bruce wrote at length about Clemens' final gig, as well as auditioning saxophonist Jake Clemens, who is the nephew of Clarence, I believe, showed up late, unprepared for his audition. So what's the matter with him?
He's
going to get it automatically?
He still made the band, so I guess I have to read the memoir to figure out what really went down. But, those are big shoes to fill.
Sure are. I love it when you listen to Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Bruce talks to Clarence.
Yeah.
we've heard it 100 times over the last month. It is cool. Yeah, it is. You've been good, Clarence?
We hope so.
Everybody's been good because we're still at it here. The good ones are around. DJV Experience at 28 minutes after the hour.
See something? Smell something? Do something. When your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. Do something. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. Experts recommend ventilation instead of dehumidifiers to reduce moisture and expel harmful gases and pollutants. Wave moisture control units continuously dry out your home, transforming it into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Wave units cost only pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. Call Wave today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com or call 1-888-964-9283.
Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
An historic church in Warrenton, Virginia, is a landmark recognized by a 65-foot steeple. But 130 years of weather have not been good to that steeple, which was rotting and falling apart. The congregation raised enough money to have the steeple replaced with an exact replica made of fiberglass so it would be maintenance-free. But the city blocked the replacement, demanding the church spend over $262,000 to rebuild the steeple with specific kinds of wood. They should have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that church was none of the government's business. A town government has important duties, such as maintaining roads. But their duties do not include micromanaging people's steeples.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is the Good Days Over and Above Hour. I throw different names out there all the time just because I find the ability that I have. I'm so thankful that I have the ability to chat with you in depth on some of the matters going. You're looking for opinion. A lot of people know what's going on, but they don't know. And I'm not here to tell you what it means. I'm just here to tell you what I think about it. I'm not one of these talking heads that says, this is what this means. I don't know what it means. I can tell you what it means to me, and you can reflect on what it means to you, and then there's a discussion, right? Speaking of discussions, we can have one at 888-302-3684. And here's the news voice of the day, the mystery news voice of the day. Certainly a lot of people have been talking
about what happened to this person. Here is one of her, I'm trying to remember that. The two clips that we played before are from probably her best-known role, although she had lots of others. Here's a couple more shots at this voice. You can identify it, 888-302-3684.
So one day he's still alive. Will somebody get this big walking carpet out of my way?
Yes, that big carpet has been called a lot of things, including a carpet. All right, another clip.
Governor Tuck, I should have expected to find you holding Vader's leash. I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
Mm-hmm. A little different accent there. Have you got anything from the Blues Brothers, Kara? That helps to give
you an idea. Oh, no, I don't, no. Dad. I wish I did.
I know. Did you remember her and how silly that whole
yeah,
thing was?
Yeah, I just watched that movie a couple months ago, and man, what I mean, and this is in most movies. I was watching a couple different things, and she was feisty in all of them.
Yeah, she's a feisty character. She played a feisty character. 888-302-3684. All right, so we got about 4 minutes to identify the mystery news voice of the air and of the day, and when we do that, I will be happy to give you what you deserve. This business with malls and the violence going on in the malls. There was one incident in Philadelphia last night, but these things have been going on now for a couple of days. And it brings me back around to wondering what in the world. There are 9 different states that reported this sort of mayhem, and it seems to all be directly related to social media. And so you look at some of these things. I'm looking at some video now from one of the malls. Somebody just yells something stupid, and the crowd goes crazy. Is there no self-control? Is there any hope? I sometimes see some of these things, and I think to myself, where are we going? And why are we going in this direction? There is a lot of good, many benefits that come from social media, using the utility that brings it to us, whether it's a Droid or whether it's an iPhone or an iPad or something that we find very helpful. I find in my trade, as I get used to more and more of this technology, that I'm using laptops and I'm using iPads. I use my iPhone. I use a regular PC. And these things and the information that I can glean from them make my job, I don't know if it's easier, but I can certainly access a lot more information and I can have a more educated conversation with you about some of these things that are going on. It's not just what's going on. I want to know why. I've always been, as a kid, people used to scream when I was around. Why? I used to say, why is that the way it is, Daddy? Or how could that happen? Or what's going on? Or any of the regular pronouns that come from a curious mind. And these are things that I'm curious about. I don't get what it is that... And then you think about, well, why is this important for us? In terms of the malls, I don't know that it is really. That was the point I'm trying to make with the conversation about the guy who stole $2 or wanted to steal $2 worth of gasoline from that station in New Jersey. What do we need to... It's curious, I suppose. And then someone might say, well, Doug, why do we need to know the story of such and such, the bus driver yesterday, for example, who bought hats and gloves for all the children on a school bus because he found that he services a rather poor area in this community and the kids were cold. They didn't, most of them seemed to have hats and gloves, so he went to the dollar store and bought hats and gloves for all of them. It's not something you need to know, but isn't it better to feel good about humanity and our circumstance than to feel lousy about it, looking at the stuff? But that doesn't seem to be human nature. And so when we talk about this story from Seattle today that a lot of people hopefully will be talking about, where homeless people and college students have become neighbors in an initiative that's supposed to build awareness about the homeless problem in Seattle. And the reason I tell you this story is because homeless problems exist in most cities. I'm in Los Angeles, and the homeless problem, it doesn't make a difference whether you're in downtown Los Angeles or whether you're in a suburb, Chatsworth, Santa Monica, you name it. There are homeless people sleeping all over the place. And that's why the Tent City Collective in Seattle has been moving tent camps to universities around Seattle. The camps by the Tent City Collective are temporary. The latest ones have been put up at the University of Washington campus. They stay there for 3 months, and then they move them to some other place. There are about 100 in each one of these camps on the campuses. They give students a chance when the homeless people are living on the campuses to interact with this group of people that they probably wouldn't see otherwise. I remember the campus of Heidelberg where I went to school in Ohio. I wouldn't have thought there were any homeless people in that city. About a 30,000 population in Tiffin, Ohio, and Seneca County in that area. I don't ever remember seeing anybody that I thought was homeless. And I used to work at the radio station, go to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, go to the police station, do the police beat, go check on a few other things. I can't tell you that I remember ever seeing any homeless person. Of course, it was cold in Tiffin during the wintertime. You don't see, excuse me, maybe in the summer, a little more likely to be in that area. But yeah, I think you know what I'm talking about. So here's a great opportunity, though, excuse me, for the students on these campuses to see a circumstance and understand a circumstance that they might not otherwise work through. All right, we'll find out who the mystery voice is in a moment here.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving with 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Start the new year with Sprint's new unlimited plan with the third, fourth, and fifth lines for free. Get unlimited mobile-optimized data, talk, and text for only $100 a month for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon? They don't even have an unlimited data plan. Plus, now get the new LG V20 phone and save 50% off instantly. That's over $350 in savings. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/LGV20, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Third through fifth lines free until 1/31/18. After that, pay $30 per month per line with AutoPay. AutoPay discount applied within 2 invoices requires new lines of service with 1 ported line. Limited for video up to 480p, music up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. $16.50 per month for 24 months with installment billing. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results from remaining balance due. Day-to-day prioritization applies during times of congestion, all while on the Sprint network. Requires e-bill. Other monthly charges and restrictions apply.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
All right, 44 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Let's have a chat with John in Hagerstown, Maryland. John, welcome to Good Day. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Did you have a good Christmas?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I had actually a very quiet Christmas, but one of the nicest Christmases I can remember, as a matter of fact. Just the two of us enjoying our time together, sharing not only presents, but time, and time can be a present in and of itself. I don't mean to get off onto a philosophical bent, but don't you find that time itself, the time that you have with friends, family, is a gift? I find it that way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to today. I haven't seen either of my two children for a while, and I came back from Florida to Los Angeles today. Spent a couple of days here before I go back to Florida for New Year's. And one of the things that we'll do is our Christmas stuff. It happens to be my daughter's birthday today, and my grandson's birthday was the other day. So you kind of roll it all together, and we'll have a couple of meals. We'll just have some fun. But I find that to be very precious, and I think that it's, even if we didn't have gifts to share, that is a gift in and of itself. So, yeah, something to think about. Okay, so we need to have an identity on our mystery news voice of the day. I don't think there's any heavy lifting here. Who was that voice?
Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher died at 9 o'clock yesterday. She was 60 years old. Her daughter is the star of Fox's Scream Queens, Billy Lord, saying, quote, "My mother was loved by the world, and she will be missed profoundly. Our entire family thanks you for your thoughts and prayers." So of all the things that Carrie Fisher did for you, John, what was the most memorable role?
Honestly, I don't really know much about her. It's just I worked overnight shift, and I've been hearing a lot about her.
Yeah.
On the radio.
There are movies that she starred in. But one of the things a lot of people don't know is that she was a script writer and a script fixer. She rewrote the Peter Pan film Hook. She wrote Postcards from the Edge. She was someone who was very smart, and she worked on a lot of Hollywood blockbusters to perfect them. So that's something I think a lot of people didn't know about her. She was pretty affable, had problems with drugs, and I think that's why she had the heart attack. Frankly, I don't know
right.
I don't know that she had the drug problem of late. I think it was earlier on in her life. She wrote Sister Act with Whoopi Goldberg. She wrote Lethal Weapon 3. She would rewrite dialogue in a lot of the movies that she was in as well. She said, as an actor, I understood what rewriting was all about. I know it will fit into my mouth, and I think I know what fits into other people's mouths. She worked on King Kong, the movie. She wrote a lot of scripts. I didn't realize that myself. I'm just looking through some of her accomplishments here. Really interesting to see what she did. All right, so you get a swell prize, John. Hold on just a second, and we're going to take good care of you. I have a quick trip to take here. I don't know. I'm not sure that we have enough time to do this, the story of what's happening to all the cheetahs around the world. I don't. Somebody will take that and run with it. You cheater! No. The cheetahs that are a part of the landscape in Africa and to a lesser extent in Asia. I don't think there are any in either are in the northern hemisphere. I don't think in the western hemisphere. But they are becoming extinct, sadly. And there are people that are trying to do things about it. This is just one of those many things. I believe that we ought to protect some of the species. But you know what? There's so many new species being developed all the time that seem to be growing. Old ones die off and new ones come in. And we spend so much money, trying to save some of these. I wonder if it's worth it. Reflective question here at 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For our weekly visit with Dr. Kent Kronhaus to learn as best we can what's new in the world of medicine. It sounds to me, from listening to Ken's voice here, he better go see a doctor as well. How in the world did your voice get to the point where it is right now? Sounds like you are a horse from having gone to the track or something.
No.
No, you wouldn't do that. What do you have? Laryngitis?
Just a little bronchitis, professional hazard.
Let's talk about some of the things you've studied this week from the Journal of the American Medical Association, a dermatological look at melanoma. Why would the rate be, is this obvious because more people are exposed to the sun, or something else going on for the melanoma rate to rise?
Well, let's talk about melanoma. Skin cancers, Doug, are by far the most common cancer for Americans. Most are easily treated and removed, but melanomas can be much more serious. More Americans are developing the potentially deadly skin cancer known as melanoma than in the past. Melanomas that are curable if caught early, but invasive tumors can prove deadly. My advice, Doug, limit the tanning and stay away from the tanning beds. I think that's why we're seeing more.
So it's the tanning beds that people have been warned about for years, how foolish it is for Joe Piscopo and everybody else to go to the tanning bed and look the way they do.
Paint have the it same, on.
Well, is now that's a question. Is the bed the problem, or is it the material that's used to cover your body? Like, there are a lot of people who just put this stuff out. Trump puts it on.
Doug, huh?
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? or because there's seven wonders of the world, or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks. No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
All right, 56 past the hour, Tech Talk time. Victoria has had a nice Christmas. She's probably used some of these downloads. The top Christmas and Hanukkah app downloads are...
Well, Fitbit. A lot of Fitbit trackers, you know, those watches that track all of your health stats.
Yeah, yeah.
Fitbit was the number one app downloaded on Sunday morning. So that is a pretty good indication that there were a lot of Fitbits given for Hanukkah, which was Saturday night, was the first night, and for Christmas, which is, it's a great thing. I mean, people are trying to get healthier in the new year, so this is when people want to, you know, start up their New Year's resolutions. So It seems like that's the hot gift that I don't know anyone really expected. Fitbit, you know, when you talk about tech gifts, Fitbit was Amazon and Amazon Echo and Alexa and things like that. They were also in the top 5 and top 10, but I don't know that Fitbit was expected to be number 1, so We'll see how we'll see how long people stick with it.
Who would have thunk it? Meanwhile, Snapchat and Uber are teaming up. What's the story behind the story here, Victoria?
This to me is kind of weird, but it's also fun at the same time. Snapchat and Uber have special filters that only work when you're inside an Uber car on the go. So you can now, I don't know, Doug, if you've used Uber recently, but I know in California you tend to use it, right?
I haven't.
When you're out in L.A.
I've used it in California. I've used it in other places. Other usually airport connections,
right?
And I have found them always to be satisfactory, frankly.
Well, here's a new update, which I don't know if you know about with Uber. You don't need to go to a destination anymore. You can Uber to a person. So, like, if your son says, "Dad, I'll meet you on the corner of whatever," you can actually Uber right directly to him based on where his Uber phone pings. So I don't know if you knew that there was an update there. So you could meet him in the middle of a field. You can meet him wherever. But so now they've also...
So somebody, the Uber guy would bring me to that.
Yeah, right
about.
To... That yeah that yeah. that instead of a destination really? Being a restaurant or a building or whatever address, it's now Uber
address,
to a person. Yeah. So now while you're on your way to this new person that is your new destination, Snapchat has a bunch of filters that let your friends know that you're on the way. So it's a fun way to distract you, make your ride better. I think this is part of Uber's attempt to, you know, take away from some of the bad publicity they've had between drivers and passengers and interactions. And this is a fun new way that Snapchat's on board.
I find it, I'm offended by the way some people are trying to push Uber out of business because they've been successful, and you get to be successful and somebody just wants to take a shot at you. I think Uber's services, it's become a little expensive, but I still think the idea is fabulous. What they created is a great...
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.